So again, yesterday to explore the study of Kavana and Tefillah, with a detail, an interesting detail, but for now it seems like a detail. A detail that a number of Rishonim point out. So Tosfos already points to a steer between two Gemaras that other Rishonim address as well, and other Rishonim seem to largely address the way Tosfos did. Namely, a steer between Gemara Daf Lamed, Gemara Daf Lamed Dalet, is Kavana Ma'akeves throughout the Shemona Esrei, the implication of Daf Lamed, or is Kavana Ma'akeves only in the first bracha, Ba'achz Mehen, which the Gemara goes on to say me specifically, Avos, bracha number one, bracha number one, Kavana is ideal throughout the rest of Shemona Esrei. So that seems to be a stira. Tosfos answers, it's not a stira, both Gemaras are really saying the same thing. Both Gemaras, the Gemara and Daf Lamed wasn't clear about how much of a Shemona Esrei is Kavana Ma'akeves. The Gemara and Daf Lamed is just talking broad strokes. Kavana is Ma'akeves Shemona Esrei. We get down to brass tacks, actual, details, implementation. Daf Lamed does say, by the way, when he told you Kavana Ma'akeves, I meant specifically in the first brach. So it's all really one statement. A general statement of Daf Lamed, and more specifics added four blot later of Daf Lamed Dalet. Sasam v'hardukum mefarsh. It's what Tosa says very, very briefly, very tersely in Daf Lamed Dalet. They mentioned the Rush, quotes Tosas and explains a little more. Ibn Yona, on the side of the Rif, quotes Tosas, explains a little more. The Ritva, two generations after Ibn Yona, one generation after the Rush. The Ritva and Daf Lamed Dalet, quotes Tosas and explains a little more. I should mention that the Ritva's Rebbe, the Ra'ah, in his Kiddush and Brachas, back on Daf Lamed, he indicates that he holds like Tosfos also, because back on Daf Lamed, when the Gemara talks about Im Yachal Chavin, the Ra'ah says, in Avos, because he on Daf Lamed is plugging Daf Lamed back in Daf Lamed. So you have all these five Rishonim, Tosfos, Lamed Dalet, the Rosh Lamed Dalet, the Yom Lamed Dalet, the Vol Lamed Dalet, and the Ra'ah Daf Lamed, all these five Rishonim are sensitive to this problem, the steer to the Gemaras, and seem to be solving it in similar ways. In the same way, which is, the Gemara Daf Lamed just said generally, Kavanah Ma'akeves, it didn't say how much. The details are in Daf Lamed Dalet. Dafka ba'achasim, dafka the bracha of Avos. The Ra'ah Daf Lamed Dalet maybe gives a slightly different shade of an answer. The Gemara Daf Lamed wasn't clear about. He says the Gemara Daf Lamed said you need kavana, but how much do you need kavana? Li'kuva or lechatchila? Okay, so maybe Daf Lamed was talking about lechatchila. Daf Lamed Dalet was saying li'kuva. But the yishuv is all these Gemaras are working together, and according to all these Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rosh of Ibn Yona, the Ritva and the Ra'ah, in both places, both flavors of what the Ra'ah offers, they would all agree that fundamentally there's a single set of dinim that emerges from these two Gemaras. Kavana is ideal throughout the Shemona Esrei, and Kavana is Ma'akeves in the first bracha. The problem, and this is our first major kash in the sugya, is but the Rambam clearly doesn't think so. It doesn't seem to think so. The Rambam on Daf Lamed, we saw on Daf Lamed, he's quoting on Perek Dal, he's quoting the Gemara on Daf Lamed. Perek Yud, he's quoting Daf Lamed Dalet. He had left off looking at that. Let's see that inside. He does not seem to be aligned. Here, Perek Yud. I don't think we saw Perek Yud inside and Shir together yesterday. So let's start with that. Ram Perek Yud of Hilchas Tefillah, Halacha Aleph. Misha Hespav lo kibin es libo, Yachzvi Hespav de Chavana. You daven without Chavana, you have to go back and daven with Chavana. And kibin es libo, bracha rishona shuvin et zara. If you have Chavana the first bracha, then you don't need to go back.
The language is almost a carbon copy of which Gemara? Lamed Aleph, right? Kivas liba achas min eino tzar. Kivas liba bracha rishon shuv eino tzar. He melded in the ba'avos into
Achaz is Mamesh. He's clearly on Perek Yud, clearly quoting Daf Lamed Dal. The earlier Rambam, Perek Dal, he's clearly quoting the earlier Gemara. He talks about Matzah Daito Mishubashas. If you realize that you're not ready, you have to Yamod Adam Es Atzmo. And there he says, and he's not saying like the Ra'ah, that the Gemara Daf Lama doesn't say Li Kuva. He's very clearly is Li Kuva. His Spal below Kavana Chos Mespal Be Kavana. The Kavana is Ma'akev, and he doesn't limit it to just the first Bracha. Whereas in Perek Yud, he does limit Kavana Li Kuva to just the first Bracha. So Yitzi mentioned during Seder, well, maybe the Rambam Perek Yud is explaining that when he said Perek Dalas Kavana Ma'akevas, he didn't tell you yet, he only means in the first Bracha. The truth is the Chazon Ish and his Gilyon son Reb Chaim suggests that. Maybe same way Tosfos Miyashu the Gemara's, we can Miyashu the Rambam's. And Perek Yud is giving more detail on Perek Dal. It's possible. But here we come back to the methodological point we made yesterday, which is the Rambam was not trying to write the Gemara-like work. Gemara is conversational. You find the same different pieces of a sugi in different places. That's the way the Talmud Bavli was built. That's not the way the Rambam built his Mishnah Torah. Rambam is very clear. He tells us, and it's clear throughout the Mishnah Torah, that he's seeking to very intentionally pluck all the Mamari Chazal that are la halacha about a given topic and put them in the same place. As a matter of fact, that's the first Priskrav and Sefer. Priskrav Sefer in the Rambam. The very first piece, he's already using this tool in learning Rambam. He says, the Rambam has two different prakim in Hilchos Talmud Torah that talk about Bimachabed Rabbanim. So, the Briskerov says the key to dealing with the problems that he has in those Rambams is you have to realize it. Why does Rambam have two different problems? The Briskerov says, look carefully. One parak is about being mechaved Talmidei Chacham in general. The other one is about being mechaved your Rebbe. They're not the same. And the Briskerov says, if the Rambam quotes it in the parak, he quotes a Gemara in the parak about Kavet Talmud Chacham, that means the Rambam understood that Gemara talked about Talmud Chacham in general. The Rambam quotes a different Gemara in the parak of Kavod Rabo, it means he understood that Gemara was talking about Kavod Rabo specifically, not just Talmud Chacham in general. Location matters in the Rambam, because the Rambam was seeking to put everything back in place. Everything is where it belongs. So it's coherent and consistent with the style of Gemara to say that I have a Gemara on one Amud that gives you some of the details, but more of the details only appear four block later. It's more difficult to say than the Rambam. We would have expected, given the Rambam's usual style in the Mishnah Torah, but Darko Shal Rambam would have expected that he would have quoted that line from Perek Yud, would have belonged in the Perek Dalet. Should all be in the same place. It's possible. The Chaznish does seem to suggest that, but it's a challenging read the Rambam. So that's problem number one. The stira that the Rishon already pointed at stira in Gemara's, but the other Rishonim solved it, the Rambam doesn't seem to have solved it. So you can either think about the steer in Rambam between Hilchot Tefila Perek Dal, Hilchot Tefila Perek Yud, or you can think of it more broadly as I have a steer in Gemara's, I have one Teretz of Taisus and all the other Rishonim give. Taisus and the Rosh, Ben Yonah, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, it's two generations in a row, Ben Yonah, Ra'ah, Ritva. But the Rambam is going to have some other solution. He clearly doesn't accept their solution. He's going to have some other solution to the steer in Gemara's. Okay, problem number one. Problem number two. Moving from one important detail of tefillah, namely kavana, to back to the root. Let's talk about tefillah. Moving from minaprat elakal. Let's talk about tefillah. Let's take a look at a very famous, important machlokes, Rambam Rambam. Take a look here. The very opening of Hilchas Tefillah. I actually left out the first line of Hilchas Tefillah, even though you see on the second page. See, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, what could be missing? I actually did leave out the first line. How could that be? Here I have an actual Rambam in front of me. So you see, here's Perek Rishon, and here's Halacha Aleph. It's important to know that the Rambam starts every one of, I think, there are 85 sections, 14 Svarim. Each Sefer is broken down into Hilchas this and Hilchas that, different topics. Each of those 85 or so sections, Halachos, start with more or less the same system. Hilchas such and such. Here it's Hilchas Tefillah and Birkas Kohanim. Yesh b'chalala, before you even get to Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph.
There's an introduction.
Yesh bechlalan shtei mitzvos aseh. The halachas of tefillah and birkas kohanim include the following two mitzvos aseh. There's a mitzvah of tefillah and there's a mitzvah of
birkas kohanim. He always starts with his list of what are the mitzvahs d'oraisa.
The way he phrases it is important also. He says, the halachas of tefillah and birkas kohanim include the following two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of birkas tefillah and the mitzvah of birkas kohanim. And then he almost invariably has the following pivot line, the following transitional line. Ubeir shtei mitzvahs elu b'prakim elu. The elaboration, the biur of these two mitzvahs will come in the following prakim. Now he gets down parak, rishon parak, sheni parak, shlishi, which by the way is important in the sense that the Rambam is presenting really all of Mishnah Torah as an elaboration on the Tariq mitzvahs. Hilchas Tefillah and Birkas Kohanim is all about the following two mitzvahs, and now let me elaborate. All of the next 2015 prakim are really a biur on the mitzvahs aseh of Tefillah b'chayon, the mitzvahs aseh of Birkas Kohanim. Obviously, he doesn't start Hilchas Chanukah and Purim quite the same way, Megillah v'Chanukah, because there are no mitzvahs d'oraisa there. Okay, every once in a while there'll be a section that doesn't have any mitzvahs d'oraisa, and then he'll modify the language a little bit. But almost invariably, he'll open a section with the halachas of X, topic X, involve the following mitzvahs, the following 1, 5, 10, 2, 51 out of the Tariq mitzvahs. Here's the list, Zehu Pirton, here's the list of the mitzvahs, and now let me give you the bayer of those mitzvahs. He already opens by telling me that one of the Tariq mitzvahs is Lavodas Hashem Mitzvil B'Holyam. And the Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, when he enumerates, before he wrote the Mishnah Torah that you have in front of you, he first worked on Sefer HaMitzvos. Exactly. Before he can create a compendium of Kol HaTorah Kula, he first has to make sure he has all the building blocks. He has all the Tariq mitzvahs lined up so that he'll make sure nothing is left out. And he worked on one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And he tells you, before he even lists the 248 mitzvahs say, 365 mitzvahs also say, he first lists what are the criteria, what defines a mitzvah. The Gemara Makkah says there are 613 mitzvahs. There are clearly more than 613 dinim that we have. So clearly not every din, not every halacha is a mitzvah. So what makes something a mitzvah? So he has his 14 criteria that the Rambam believed. If you apply these 14 criteria, you end up with a list of 613 mitzvahs. Rule number one, the first shoresh, the 14 shoreshim, is that mitzvah means something which is a din d'oraisa, not drabbanan. We're mechuyev to keep all the din drabbanan, but they're not mitzvos. Rule number two is that mitzvah means not only d'oraisa, but Torah shebichsav. If it's a din that's only based on Rud and Torah shalpeh, it's absolutely obligatory. A Jew is mechuyev to keep it with great enthusiasm and great seriousness, but it's not a mitzvah. Not every din is a mitzvah. Mitzvah means Daraisa, mitzvah means in Chumash, as well as another 12 rules that together sort of thin out all the collection of tens of thousands of dinim into just 613 mitzvahs. So mitzvahs aseh, if it's a mitzvahs aseh to daven, that means it's Daraisa, it's in the Chumash, which is why, as you have in front of you, he said the first order of business is demonstrate. You told me this is a mitzvahs aseh, prove it. So you see Perek Aleph, mitzvahs aseh l'spalel b'chayom, mitzvahs Daraisa to daven every day. How do I know? A pasuk in Chumash, va'avatim Hashem Elokeichem, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be oved Hashem. What does that mean to be oved Hashem? That can mean a lot of things. V'pi Hashmo lamdu shavodu zuhi tefillah. The Midrashei Halacha tell us that that means specifically tefillah. And how do I know that avodah means tefillah? So that he follows up with another pasuk that might not be as direct at tzivui, but which is why he quoted the first pasuk as a direct tzivui. Be oved, va'avatim, you must be oved. The second pasuk will though explain to me what does it mean to be oved. The Torah Shalpeh explains that avoda means tefillah, in this case not karbanos. How do I know that avoda can sometimes mean tefillah rather than karbanos? A pasuk in Ekev. Worship Hashem with all your heart. How do you see from that pasuk that avoda is specifically tefillah? Amru chachamim. Our Chachamim tell us, Hagos Maimi says, our Chachamim is a reference to Yerushalmi, reference to Sefrei and Medrash Halacha Dvarim. Because the Mishnah says it's a Gemara and Tanya, which we'll get to in a moment. We have Avodah Shevelev, Zut, Tvila. What's Avodah of the heart? Do Avodah with the heart? Avodah of the heart. That's two.
Why can't you do Karbanos with your heart?
That's a great question. What do you mean?
Like
mental.
When you have sacrifice karbanos, you have to have certain kavanos. Right?
You would fight for asking gavaltik kachashav heaven. We're gonna see in a moment that this drush. Not everyone accuses the Rambam. We'll see in a moment the Rambam. The Yudafarfis point out this Gemara is striking. Here you see the Gemara in front of you. The Rambam quote for the Gemara in Tainus, as well as the Rishami. Because the Mishnah points out the Gemara in Tainus. You have to be over to Hashem with your whole heart. That should be a very, very, very familiar pasuk. A Zoe Avodah Shibaleid. Which Avodah is with your heart? This is must be a reference to tefillah. Presumably, the Gemara's question was you don't do avodas hakarbanos with your heart; you do it with your hands. Now, Yehuda is pointing out, well, but your heart is critical in the garden. As a matter of fact, it's the very first topic in Seder Kachim. Zvachim daf beis amud aleph. The first mission of all Seder Kachim has to do with the dinim of how your kavana, how your machshava impacts the status of the carbon. The first din in all of Seder Kachim is that sometimes you can have a carbon that was physically performed properly, yet it's totally unacceptable because you had improper plans in mind when you did that avodas hakarbanos. The first din in all of Kachim, Zvachim daf beis amud aleph, is if I had a carbon chatas and I shechted the carbon chatas intending to use it as a shlamim, that chatas is invalid, and whoever had done a aveira, brought such a carbon chatas, he has to bring another carbon chatas. What's wrong? We shechted in the right area in the Azara. The Kohen applied the blood to the right spots on the Mizbeach. What's wrong? No. Totally possible. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to be makabe. You're not allowed to burn it. Kohanim are not allowed to eat it. It doesn't. You have not yet achieved kapara. You still have an outstanding chiyuv to bring carbon chatas. Why? Everything was done correctly. The answer is, but you had improper machshava. The Kohen had the wrong plans in mind when he was doing that avodas hakarbanos. That's mamash. Literally, the first din in Seder Kachim is that machshava can pasul karbanos. Machshava is an absolutely critical element of avodas hakarbanos. And yet, to dramatize, to unpack, I should say, Yehuda's point. And yet, the Tanaim and the Medrash that's quoted in Tainus Daf Beis were not satisfied with saying I love the b'chol v'avchem means bringing a carbon. Even though your lave is absolutely a critical player in bringing a carbon, so much so it could sometimes be ma'akif. But still, why didn't they want to say that? Why weren't the Tanaim happy saying that avoda means what it usually means, avoda karbanos? Why didn't they say that? But why were they bothered? And the solution had to be must mean tefillah. Why didn't they say it means karbanos? You tell me. Think. Use your lave to figure out why Chazal didn't want to say that avoda shebelave means karbanos. Because while it's true that the lave is critical, while it's true that machshav is critical for carbon,
I can't think of an answer, but I can strengthen the question even more. I think kavana and tefillah, we just discussed, is only critical according to some opinions in the first bracha, but kavana and karbanos is critical.
Sure. Can you hold on to something? He was digging his heels in. This is a good kasha. Kavana, and according to Tysus, kavana is ain't critical in the first bracha of Shemon Esrei. Kavana is critical in a far greater percentage of Akravas Karbanos. Yeah. So before we get to the Gemara's answer, have Yom Rezut Tfila, which Yehuda is bothered by also, let's try to understand the kasha of the Medrash. The Medrash that the Gemara is quoting. Medrash means
Torah Shabbat Pe arranged al Seder HaPsukim. You have a Braisa that comments on a Pasuk that's a Medrash. The whole Sefer is, goes Pasuk by Pasuk. So, Lav L'Shem HaKeichem, Lav D'Bachal Ba'alchem, what does that mean? What could that possibly mean? Oh, it must mean Tefillah. Why were they bothered? What could that possibly mean? Why did they say? Well, obviously it means Avodah Zakarbanos.
It's not as important as Mahshava is. It's not the thing that you see as making the Korban.
So Yaakov says, well, okay. It's true. The reason why the Tana were unwilling to say the La'avdu Chalvavcha means bringing the Korban, why? Because although it's true that the lave is critical, it's not the, it's a tefillah, right? The primary organ. If I ask you, what's the primary organ that the Kohen uses in Avodah Zakarbanos? It's not his lave. It's not his mind and heart. It's his hand, his right hand in particular. Right? The lave is also critical, but the main aver, the main organ of bringing the carbon is the yad. So either call it avodah or call avodas yad, but don't call avodas lave. That presume that again. Like I said before, when we head down to Beis Meresh, right? This, whether or not you've ever learned Tainus Daf Beis Zaman Aleph inside before, you've definitely heard this Maimer Chazal, that Avodas Tefillah is Avodas Shebelev. But now we're actually thinking about it. What were Chazal bothered by? What was the Kasha? The Kasha was, it can't be Karbanos. Why would they have to say Tefillah? Because it can't be Karbanos. Why can't it be Karbanos? Presumably because the Lev is critical, but it's still not primary. Lev is also critical, but primary, the Iker Aver of Avodah Zakarbanos is the Yad Yamin. In which case, if you're now going to be consistent, so what are we looking for? Let's unpack. Tanah Rabbah, there have this language in the Techumish of Avodah B'Lev. What does that mean? Like, usually Avodah would think means a carbon, but here it can't mean a carbon because that's not avodah b'leiv, that'd be avodah b'yad. So what are we looking for? We're looking for which avodah is b'leiv. So what was our solution? Tefillah. Is tefillah b'leiv?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Really? Yeah. But we're not just looking for avodah that involves a leiv, because karbanos also involve leiv. We're not even just looking for an avodah where leiv is ma'akev. Leiv is ma'akev by karbanos also. Zvachim taf bezal. We're looking for an even higher standard. What are we looking for avodah where the primary organ is lev?
Yeah.
So it could have been emuna. Maybe it could have been Talmud Torah. Where it's ideal to talk and learning. You'll remember it better if you say it. But the, clearly, the as the Gra points out in our Chaim, obviously, v'hagis v'yom v'layla means to think and learning. Whether you're speaking or not, whether you're writing or not, the primary organ of Talmud Torah is your brain. Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in his Sefer on Chumash, he thinks in biblical Hebrew, lev refers to both the brain and the heart. That's why I keep bouncing back and forth between the two. So if you have told me that avodah shebelev is Talmud Torah, I would understand that. If you have told me avodah shebelev is emunah, I would understand that. That's in the lev. If you told me Avodah Shebelev is Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, you need to define what those mean more, but clearly those are primarily in the mind and heart. Avodah Shebelev is Tefillah. The lev is important. As Yehuda pointed out, Kavanah isn't even Ma'akev in most of Tefillah. What are you using for Tefillah? Your mouth. So the same way lev is critical in Karbanas, but it's not Avodah Shebelev, it's Avodah Shebelev. Lev is critical in tefillah, but tefillah is not avodah shebelev, it's avodah shebepeh. Come to think about it, we've heard this Maamar Chazal so many times. What does it mean? It's very stirring and inspiring. What are they saying? Now, what could the solution be? So one solution is the Rambam. What's the Ramban's solution? See, the Ramban isn't coming at it from this angle, but we're going to see that he's going to provide us with a solution. The Rambam, as I mentioned before the Rambam wrote his Mishnah Torah, he first wrote his Sefer HaMitzvos, where he lays out here the 14 criteria by which we determine whether or not any given din is a mitzvah, and then he applies those criteria in what he felt was a very consistent way to the totality of halacha, and comes up with... I ended up with 248 mitzvahs haseh, I ended up with 365 mitzvahs haseh. So in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has three sections. First section is the 14 sharashim, the 14 criteria. Second section is 248 mitzvahs haseh. And the third section is the 365 mitzvahs haseh. The Ravid wrote running Hasagas on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. The Ramban wrote running Hasagas on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. So when the Rambam gets up to Mitzvos Asei Hey, Mitzvos Asei number 5 is the Mitzvah of Tefillah B'Chayam. Let's take a look at how the Ramban comments on that. You have the Hasagas Ramban in front of you. The third way is the Ramban comes. Kasav HaRav, which is a reference to the Rav wrote, in this context he means the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs. HaMitzvah HaMishas, Mitzvah number 5, is Tavino B'Avodah, Torah commanded to worship Hashem, Avad Hashem Hashem Lokechem, and V'Allah D'Bachal V'Avachem, V'Hu Mitzvah V'Tvilah, Washon Sifrei, V'Avdoj V'Tvilah, Kol Eila D'Varav. Okay, Rambam opens his comments by quoting the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam, you didn't have a Rambam in front of you, Sefer Mitzvahs. You see, the Rambam, not surprisingly, as you would expect, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is consistent with what he later writes in the Mishnah Torah and Hilchot Tefillah we looked at, right? The Mitzvah Daraisa, Tefillah based on these psukim. Good. The Ein Haskama Bizeh. Rambam says, there is not agreement on this, as in, I think he's wrong. Shekvar Biru Chavadim the Gemara Tefillah Drabanan, Krosh Arba Shlishi Shalab Brachas. A Gemara in the third paragraph of Brachas, Dav Chavad, the Garzim Beverish, Tefillah, the Rabbanan. As a matter of fact, we were very close to that Gemara. We're going to get that up to that in Vikias in the next couple of weeks, Mitzvah. And we were right next to it in Ian. Before, over the course of El. Gemara says, Tefillah, the Rabbanan. Tefillah, the Rabbanan. Oh, good. Gemara says, "With air, shvilas rabban." He has other eyes. He says, "It's very nice." The Rama quota is a. But on the other hand, the Rama has a Gemara Tainus. Darshan is from a pasuk, so sort of caught betwixt and between them. So what does the Ramban say? Elavadai, kol inyan atfil ina chova kol b'daraisa. The Ramban thinks there is no chiyuv daraisa to dav. Now, the first thing you would say is, "Huh? Tefillah doesn't exist midrabanan? You mean tefillah doesn't exist min haTorah? Is Ramban saying that tefillah is a concept which was invented midrabanan? There's no concept of tefillah min haTorah? There should be a very obvious problem with that. 100 obvious problems, which is? So Tanakh is full of davening. Avravino is davening, Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, what? Chazal invented the concept of tefillah? That's absurd. The Ramban says, no. Avol hu midos chesed haboris baruch aleinu. Sheshomea ba'one b'chol kareinu elav. Of course, tefillah exists min haTorah. It's a reality, but it's not necessarily an obligation. It's not a chova. A mashal mahadav radoma. Eating is also a concept which exists. Are you mechuyev to eat once a day, every day? It's highly recommended that you eat every day, unless there's a tinus. It's good for your health. Is there a chiyuv daraisa to eat every day? No. Is eating a concept that exists in the Torah? Well, yes, of course. The institution of eating exists doesn't mean it's an obligation. So Rabbi says, yeah, tefillah also is a reality. Eating is a physical reality, and tefillah is a spiritual reality. Tefillah works. That's a concept in our Torah, that tefillah works. Are you? It's also true that eating makes you satisfied. Are you mechuyev to eat and be satisfied? Well, not necessarily, but if you do, then you have to bench. Right? So he said, yeah. He said, of course, tefillah as an institution, as a reality, tefillah is a daraisa concept. But as an obligation, it's not a daraisa obligation. Tefillah is out there. I would recommend that you eat. You'll be healthier and happier that way. I would also recommend that you daven. You'll be healthier and happier that way. But are you obligated? Is there a formal chiyuv to daven in any given schedule? Ramban says no. Here we have a clear machlokas Ramban. Rambam said there's a chiyuv daraisa to daven every day. Ramban said no. There's no chiyuv daraisa to daven every day. The Tanakh is clear that davening works. That Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to your davening. So, just like you know that eating makes you full, Tanakh tells you a spiritual reality. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to your tefillah. So, it makes sense to eat, and it makes sense to daven. But there's no obligation to daven. He says, and that's what Ramban solves He has a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chaf Alpha, and elsewhere, Gemara that indicate that Dav is Rabbanan, that's what they mean. The Chiyuv to Dav is only Rabbanan. Is it meaningful in the Torah? Sure. But is it an obligation? Only in the Rabbanan. But the problem is, what was the Rambam's Shpar? What was the Rambam? Well, what was the Rambam's basis for saying Daraisa? Pasuk, right? Pasuk as interpreted by the Tanai. So now the Rabban in these next two paragraphs, the last two paragraphs that appear in this copy, are going to address the Pasuk and the interpretation of the Tanai. What do you do with the Pasuk? If you don't think that Tefillah is Daraisa, if you don't think there's a Chiyuv Tefillah in the Torah, so then what the Pasuk says though? Iker HaKas, what the Rabban says, La'avdu b'chol v'avchem mitzvah asay, the primary meaning of the pasuk is different, not tefillah. Rather, mitzvah say shetia kol avodoseinu lakel yisbar b'chol avim. It's much more broad mitzvah. To worship Hashem wholeheartedly is not just we're not just talking with one mystery behavior that's called avoda. What is that mystery behavior? Oh, it's tefillah. No, he says this is a broad adverb about all of our mitzvahs. When we do mitzvahs, it should be done wholeheartedly. Whatever other mitzvahs are, the other 612 mitzvahs need to be b'chol lev. Kilomar b'chavana ritzuya shalema, with a accepted, whole, perfected kavana. Lishmo, should be doing mitzvahs shem shemayim, without a hirhura, lo shana, without evil intent. Lo shanasa mitzvahs below chavana, as opposed to doing mitzvahs without any intent. Oh, safek, ula yesh b'em ta'elz. Or I'm not sure, maybe it's going to work, maybe it's going to help. I have to do mitzvahs wholeheartedly. There's a lot to say about that line, by the way. I would suggest, we haven't gotten to it yet, we will soon, at the end of the Hakdama of Mesilas Yesharim, we saw but before Yom Tov, we spent a little time one morning, looking at the Ramban's, the Mesilas Yesharim's definition of Ahava. Right next to it, he defines Avod b'chalev, strikingly similar to what the Rabban says here. He says it means to be avod b'chalev means wholeheartedly as opposed to ulterior motives. Shlo l'shma, wholeheartedly. Number two, as opposed to just doing it rote without any thoughts, just going through the motions. And number three, wholeheartedly means with full conviction as opposed to maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. You're all in. And though these are all profound enhancements of any mitzvah, is wholeheartedly, and essentially what the Ramban, I believe that line in Mesilas Yesharim is quoting the Ramban. And he says, to be all in. The Gemara comments, end of brachas. Maybe we'll get there. In the last parak. That means all in means, that a Jew has to be willing to sacrifice his life rather than worship Avodah Zarah. Very much that's the ultimate expression of wholeheartedness. So as Ramban says, Ramban thinks the pasuk isn't talking about one specific action like tefillah. That pasuk is a broad description of how to go about doing all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs have to be engaged in wholeheartedly. It's an adverb. It's not a verb. It's not a particular action. How you do. How you are careful of Lashon Hara. How you say Kriya Shema. How you say brachas. How you give tzedakah. How you spend time listening to someone else and giving focus to someone else. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Again, we're going to talk as more we get to the Mesilas Yesharim. But this is not something I'm going to achieve overnight. But this is a long-term goal. Like Avos Hashem. I'm trying to grow into, over the course of months and years and decades, that my mitzvahs are increasingly mitzvahs that have been done b'chol lev. So that's the Ramban's approach to l'avdu b'chol avchem, and that appears to be what the Mesilas Yesharim quotes. Okay, so he dealt with the pasuk, but the problem is, but the Tanaim didn't say that. The Tanaim said l'avdu b'chol avchem is tefillah. So he goes on to say in the last paragraph, that's an asmachta. That's a din drab. Every once in a while you'll have a din drabana, and the Chazal say it's hinted at by a pasuk, not in a style of drasha that generates a din d'oraisa. The binding force of the Chiyuv Tefillah is Takanas Chazal, and they point out that the pasuk sounds a little bit like it also. It's merely an asmachta, it's not really a drasha gemura that generates a din. And he goes on to say at the end, what we mentioned yesterday, It says if you're looking for tefillah deraisa is be'eis tzara. Like you have the idea of chatzotros. The Rambam quotes on Hilchos Tanyos. Rambam has two mitzvahs deraisa of tefillah. Tefillah every day based on Adzachol Mavchem, and tefillah be'eis tzara based on chatzotros in Balos. So Ramban is willing to accept that chatzotros generate a chiyuv deraisa of tefillah be'eis tzara. That is tragically the situation we find ourselves in right now. But in more normal times, the Ramban would disagree: is there a chiyuv daily tefillah min haTorah or not? Okay, so this is at the root of tefillah: is there a chiyuv of daily tefillah min haTorah or only midrabanan? By the way, the Ramban had responded to the Rambam's proof. I have a pasuk. Chazal interpreted. He said, no. Chazal giving a smachta in that pasuk. But the real interpretation of the pasuk is avod b'cholev. How would the Rambam respond to Ramban's point that tefillah is drabanah? So there are different solutions. The simplest is that the Rambam goes on to say at the end of halacha aleph, tefillah is daraisa, but more than once is not daraisa. The particular time is not daraisa. The particular language of the tefillah, what you say in the tefillah, is not daraisa. So the Rambam might say, once you davened already, to daven mincha is not daraisa. And finally, according to Ramban, so Yehuda's kasha doesn't bother us as much. It's an asmachta. Okay, you're right. Lav dechov avin really made kor mean something else. And there's also, it's merame, it's a little bit, it's a way of remembering the din drabanan of tefillah. But according to the Rambam, there's a real drasha gemur. Now, if you think this Torah is pshurush on mikra, and I'm going to add a drasha. If you think this Torah is b'chsach, can't admit it. That's pshurush pshat in the pasuk. Lav dechov avin, according to the Rambam, means tefillah. How are you talking? Why is it tefillah any more than avodas ha-kabonis? It should be avodas ha-peh, not avodas ha-beleid. So we're left with two kashas, which we'll, Mirtz Hashem, begin to solve next time.